The United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, together with the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, will release today its annual Landmine Monitor Report for 2007. It'll be distributed to governments attending talks later this month in Jordan. The head of the policy unit of Handicap International in Brussels, Stan Bravant, gave a cautious welcome to the report.
It's overall really good news. For instance, the use of anti-personnel mines is now really marginal. We're only speaking of two countries that are still using anti-personnel mines. This is Myanmar and Russia. The treaty has been now ratified by 155 states, with recent accessions or ratifications by Iraq, Kuwait, Montenegro, and Indonesia. The stockpiles of anti-personnel mines have been dramatically reduced, and this is very good news also. Now, we have a few concerns. 40 countries still possess 160 million anti-personnel mines in their stockpiles. Another concern is that we still have 13 countries that produce or retain the right to produce anti-personnel mines. The number of countries that actively produce among these is extremely limited. It's basically Myanmar. But there's still a risk. For instance, the United States is developing new weapons that could be assimilated to anti-personnel mines, and this is a concern. And last but not least, the number of people that have been injured by anti-personnel mines and other devices, such as cluster munitions, for instance, continues to increase.